We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Christy Dosh, she's on Twitter at SportsBizMiss, to join us to talk a little bit about the NIL, about the impact for the Georgia Dogs, for example, when they win a national title and what it means for them, and more. And she joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning, Christy.
Christy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on. So outside of Stetson Bennett, because we saw the money that he's about to make with these NIL deals, who else has benefited tremendously from the NIL?
You know, I was looking at through some deals this morning, and I think the next person sort of poised behind him to make the most on NIL from that national championship team is Ringo. We see him already making his own merchandise over with a company called The Players Trunk, and I think he's going to have some other opportunities. But really, that national championship gives every single guy on that team a chance to up their NIL game. And I think we'll see some group deals that are either for the whole team or for certain position groups. That stuff's all coming. I think we're going to start hearing about it soon.
I'm curious, Christy Dosh, who's a sports business reporter for Forbes, because you're so tapped into this. This is so brand new, and we're still learning just broadly about the name, image, and likeness, NIL. And the money that it can produce here for certain athletes. And we see some of the athletes who are making or at least being offered big deals. The case of the new quarterback at South Carolina, Spencer Rattler, who was star, five-star quarterback at Oklahoma, got a huge deal with a car dealership in Norman in Oklahoma City. And then he ends up getting into the transfer portal because he loses his job and transfers to South Carolina. Are people who offer NILs, are they learning, Christy, that they have to be a little cautious in terms of, you know, being a spokesperson for your name brand here, or whether Bo Nix is going to do some kind of iced tea that's going to make Alabama fans mad, that you've got to be careful in how you handle this?
Yeah, you know, I think that brands are still learning how to play around with this. In some respects, it's like pro athletes that they work with, but in a lot of respects, it's not. And I think you're right. You know, having the Auburn quarterback do a deal with a specific company might mean a bunch of Alabama fans want nothing to do with that company anymore. And I don't think you see that same, sort of situation at the pro level. Obviously, people are passionate about their teams, but not quite like they are at the collegiate level. And then you've got a lot of guys who get injured or, you know, they just don't work out like you think they're going to, and they're not allowed to put provisions in those NIL deals that says, hey, if this guy loses his starting job or he's not playing, then the deal's off, because NIL deals cannot be based on performance. That's not the case when we talk about professional athletes, but brands have told me it really doesn't matter if the guy isn't out there playing. We saw LSU's quarterback get hurt before the season even started. He had the very first car deal, and the car dealership basically said, look, he's still got a huge following on social media. He's still got an audience that listens to what he has to say. Doesn't matter that he's not playing. We'll find another way to capitalize on that over social media. And so they felt fine about the deal. So brands, I think, are still feeling it out, but feel like they're getting the value because of the social media following these guys have.
You know what? I'm going to use Stetson Bennett as an example, because I said a few days ago after that Georgia won the national title that there is not a meal that Stetson Bennett ever is going to pay for in the state of Georgia, or he can run for mayor of Athens whenever he wants to. Has he set himself up for a lifetime of money put in his pocket?
I think he has. You know, I'm from Atlanta originally. My husband's from Atlanta and used to work at one of the radio stations there. And I saw how Buck Belue's legacy has lived on for decades since he played for Georgia. I think we're going to see the exact same thing for Stetson Bennett. He is going to be revered by Georgia fans for a long time to come, regardless of how they feel about whether or not he's the starting quarterback next year. I think he's always going to be revered for being part of that national championship team and an important part of it. So I think you're right. He's not going to have to pay for meals, at least in Athens, I think, for the rest of his life.
All right, but that brings up an interesting point to Hugh's point here, Christy, about Stetson Bennett. Let's say his NIL went, Hugh, and you could correct me on the numbers, do you saw 80,000 to 360,000, is that
right? Something like that, yeah.
Okay,
he's getting paid now.
Right, well, we'll use that. His NIL value went from 80,000 to 360,000. Now, your desire to come back to cash in on that 360,000 is understandable, but Christy, would he also run the risk of damaging his future potential earnings, were he to come back and fail and not go out on the high that he's going out on? Would it be beneficial for him long term to say, okay, you know what, I can't top what I just did?
Yeah, you know, he's not somebody who's going to go, you know, first round in the NFL draft and have that kind of money opportunity. You know, everything that I've read up on, you know, I do not report on the field play. NIL is more my area of expertise. And so I was sort of studying up on what makes sense from a football perspective. And I think whether he plays at Georgia or he ends up somewhere else next year, he's going to have incredible NIL opportunities to make life-changing money. You know, and I saw that same valuation you guys did, something like $336,000. But I also saw a friend of mine, Drew Butler, who is a former punter at Georgia. He works over at a company called ICE Consource. They do a lot of NIL deals. I work with them all the time on reporting deals that they've done. And he says, easy, Stetson Bennett's going to make $1 million or more from NIL deals. And when he says that, I believe him because he knows that market. So I think he's got incredible earning potential to come back and play another year at the college level.
You know, broadly, Christy Dosh is the sports business reporter for Forbes. She's at Sports Biz Miss on Twitter, NIL expert here. One of the things is we work our way through the NIL and try and figure out how all this kind of will play out long term. One of the things I think is, I don't know if it's ironic or not, maybe that's the wrong word, is that it seems to me that while male athletes, especially football, well, of course, football and men's basketball, have the biggest stage and therefore the biggest opportunity to cash in terms of being spokesmen for, you know, car companies and the like, the real big money is in social media, and therefore it might be the female athletes who actually cash in the biggest.
Yeah, there are some female athletes out there who are absolutely killing it. I just wrote yesterday about the Cavender twins, Haley and Hannah. They're women's basketball players at Fresno State, for folks who haven't heard of them. They have an enormous following on Instagram and on TikTok. They're beautiful. They're great basketball players, and they're even better at social media. They have had, I think, somewhere near a dozen different NIL deals. I was just making a list of those yesterday. And the deal they announced yesterday is a streetwear company that they're going to own 25% of. They get a board seat. You know, they are setting themselves up with some of their deals for long-term business success, not just getting paid for one Instagram post or a couple of TikTok videos. They are, you know, working with companies that are making these long-term deals with them, and they're really approaching this as entrepreneurs, and they're not the only ones. Libby Dunn, a gymnast at LSU, I think she's got similar potential and is handling things in a similar way. You've got Paige Beckers up at UConn, Azzie Fudd also at UConn. Both of those women signed big deals before the season started, so I do think there are some women who are really going to cash in on this.
When you say big deals, what kind of money were we talking about?
We've seen some of the female athletes signing 7 figures worth of deals.
Oh,
those at the very top in terms of their social media following. So the twins, Libby Dunn at LSU, absolutely.
You know, listen, Christy, I have a question because a lot of...
Does it make you want to get on social media and work on your game a little more?
Get the TikTok dances going.
How much can I make on one TikTok video, you know?
I would pay money to see you do TikTok video, John.
I'm sure you would.
But Christy,
I make $3.12.
A lot of college coaches have been complaining about NILs and everything like that and the transfer portal and NILs. Do you basically see the NIL deals and the transfer portal as free agency?
It's about as close as I think we're ever going to get in college sports. You know, it's interesting because I see a lot of people reporting that people are entering the transfer portal because they're looking to go to a school where they can make more money on their NIL. I don't think that's true. I think they're looking for somewhere where they're going to get more playing time. You know, all the guys I've talked to, both who are entering the transfer portal and also, you know, highly touted recruits, when I start asking them questions about NIL, it is the last thing on their mind. You know, they are focused on getting playing time somewhere, being with the right coach, you know, in upping their game on the field. If NIL comes from that, great. But, you know, I think people have sort of trumped up the role that NIL is playing in recruiting and in transferring.
So coaches are out there lying, trying to, you know.
Yeah, but one does follow the other, though. I mean, success on the field does, you know, translate to
more money in your pocket.
Yeah, to money in
your
pocket. Sure.
I mean, but that's how it's kind of always been that way, even at the pro level. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, right. I get that. Christy Dosh is a sports business reporter for Forbes. So as we move forward here, Christy, what do we need to look for? What's kind of the next incarnation from the frictionary world of words of the NIL? What's this going to become?
You know, the big trend we're seeing right now is what we're calling collectives. So it's groups of alumni or fans who are forming companies where they're going to help get NIL deals specifically for student athletes from one school. And we've seen those pop up at Power Five programs across the country. In fact, I reported on something sort of similar at UGA right before the national championship game where Drew Butler, who I mentioned earlier, some former UGA players, they all got together. They decided to do some NFTs and to sell those and then split the proceeds with about 10 guys on the team that they did NIL deals with. And I hear with the amount of money they raised, it's going to be about $20,000 per student athlete for those 10 student athletes that they partnered with on that deal. So I think we're going to see more of those collectives popping up at Power Five schools where alumni are really going to be fighting to make sure that their guys get paid through these NIL deals.
Wow. And then also high schools about to, you know, really, really take off with that too? High school athletes?
Yeah, you know, with the high school level is a little different in that most state high school associations currently do not allow high school student athletes to do name, image, and likeness deals. There are about five states where it is allowed right now. California, New York, New Jersey, Nebraska, and I think it's Alaska are the ones where it is currently allowed. But there are other states where state law specifically does not allow it. For example, Texas didn't allow it. And so last year, Quinn Ewers, the number one quarterback prospect in the country, decided to enroll at Ohio State a year early because he had seven figures worth of NIL deals that he was going to have to turn down if he played high school last year. So he went to Ohio State, collected his money, and now he's transferring because I'm not sure Ohio State was necessarily where he wanted to go, but was where he was able to go and get that early money last year. So state high school associations are still taking that under consideration. I expect eventually they will all alter their rules and allow it, but it's probably going to take another, you know, couple of years before that happens across the board.
Oh, well, you know, hey, go get the money. I'm all for it. I mean, listen, this is America, land of the free, and if you can get it, go get it. That's what I think. All right, Christy, do appreciate your taking a few minutes of filling us in. Thanks much.
You're the best.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.